There are 474 patients in Ontario intensive care units with COVID-related critical illness, according to the latest update from the province, published February 8. Of the ICU patients, 289 are on ventilators because of COVID-19. Today's update also includes 42 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. Limited testing has captured 2,092 new cases included in the latest report. New case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients, and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,058,241 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,014,285 recoveries and 11,878 deaths. The February 8 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 42 new deaths that occurred in the last month 3,407 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases confirmed today are 362 unvaccinated people, 92 partially vaccinated people, and 1,443 fully vaccinated people. 212 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 22.7 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 16.5 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 19 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to Indigenous people, hospital patients, and those who live or work in high-risk congregate care settings. Hospitalizations: 2,244 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those hospitalized and positive for COVID-19, about 56% were admitted because of COVID and 44% were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID-19. There are 474 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses, and 446 of them remain COVID positive. There are 289 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Vaccination status for hospitalized patients was not updated at publication time. Vaccination: about 84% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.8 million people. More than 6.6 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 15,788 tests yesterday, resulting in a 14.2% positivity rate. There are 9,141 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 184 people with COVID-19 in hospital, according to provincial data. There are 30 people in ICU with the virus, which is the same as yesterday, and 12 people on ventilators, up from 11 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,072 cases, 558 known active cases and 19 current hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,077 cases, 184 known active cases and 9 hospitalizations for COVID. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,541 cases and 365 known active cases. There are 23 hospitalization SL and 1 person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 9,943 cases and 597 known active cases. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. There are 54 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 8 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 56% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,054 cases, 39 known active cases, and 4 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,618 cases and 161 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 96% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 88% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,284 cases, 283 known active cases and 49 hospitalizations, including 10 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today. Simcoe Muskoka. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 8 deaths, 324 cases, and 10 new hospitalizations related to COVID in the update published February 7. There are at least 48 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 7 patients in intensive care unit. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 32,791 cases of COVID-19 with 30,472 of those cases recovered and 371 cases ending in death.